Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello everyone. I am super excited about this episode, but I will say I'm a little bit of a hot mess today. I just think the energy today is a little bit funky. I think I'm just with all the energy coming in with the Schumann resonance and light codes are just like beaming onto us and have the last week or so. And I feel like today is the day that we're having some integration and things are just kind of recalibrating as they need to. So when we go through these recalibration periods, it can just leave the physical body feeling a little bit tired. So that is me, but spirit have just been pushing me to do this episode. And they've kind of got to the point where they're like, can you just sit down and do it already? Please, please, please. So there's obviously someone listening that really needs a bit of information about this topic, and what a cool topic to talk about. So we are going to talk about dreams and we're going to talk about out of body experiences. I'm going to share a couple of my own experiences and kind of talk about the difference between them all. Okay, so we're going to talk about astral travel, lucid dreams, out-of-body experiences, and visitation dreams. Well, that is what spirit is telling me we're going to talk about. And once again, I'm just an open channel. I'm just allowing the information to come through, funnel through how it needs to, and I'm just going to try and deliver it the best that I can and as clearly as possible. So when you're on your spiritual awakening journey, it is so common for you to experience these types of dreams and these situations because essentially your vibration is raising. So you are accessing new energetic abilities. You're tapping into your psychic senses. You're just open to a lot of crazy shit happening pretty much. So when I first embarked on my spiritual journey, I had a lot of things happening in the dream state. And funnily enough, a lot of my information that I've received in terms of my guides, past lives, starseed information, all of that has essentially come through to me whilst I have been asleep and whilst I have been dreaming, as well as when I am in a meditative state, right? So when I talk about astral travel, this is essentially when your spirit leaves the physical body and travels through other realms, other dimensions, other physical places, right? So this can be a pretty full-on experience. And the way that I kind of want you to feel into is that if you are astral traveling at nighttime, you will be in an extremely vivid dream as if you are there in the physical. And when you notice that you are dreaming and you go, oh, I want to go back to my physical body now, it can take time to reattach to your physical body. And I hope that doesn't sound scary for people, but it's almost like your spirit leaves the physical body to go and play in the dream state. And then it takes a longer amount of time to come back to the physical body or just snap out of that dream, as opposed to if you're having a dream and you're having a nightmare or something and you're snapped awake and you're back in the physical body super quickly, right? Whereas with astral travel, it can take time to come back to that physical body and reconnect and then kind of, yeah, pull yourself out of that astral travel space, okay? One example that I want to share with you that spirit was saying, tell them about this. It probably would have been in the first 12 months of my spiritual journey, I did a lot of astral traveling. And there was one specific dream where I thought, what the heck was that? I think it might have been the first actual experience that I had astral traveling. And I Literally, I was in this dream. I was in Mexico and I knew so clearly that I was in Mexico. I have never been to Mexico in my life, but it's like I was in this dream and I just knew I was in Mexico. There was almost like I was in like this Mexican hotel and it was quite an intense dream. I was feeling so hot, so it was obviously during the summertime. I was in this dream. I was like, gosh, it's really hot in here. I'm sweating. And, this was not the nicest dream, but this is like the best example. I was in this Mexican hotel and I was running up the stairs, around the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs, around the stairs. And I was going around in this loop and I had someone chasing me. And I was trying to get away from this guy. And like in this dream, I knew I was astral traveling. I was like, this is crazy. This is not happening to me. This is a dream. I knew it was a dream. And I'm like, okay, I'd really like to go back to my physical body now. And I was just running around and around and around. And it took me a really long time to get out of this dream, right? So it was so vivid. I was feeling all the feelings. My heart was racing. I was feeling really hot. And it was just, I think in the end, it got a bit gruesome and I had to find a knife and I had to turn around and defend myself. But once that all kind of unfolded, I was like, okay, take me back to my physical body now. This is too much. So anyway, I got thrown back into my physical body and I woke up and I thought, what the hell was that? Now, that was my first experience astral traveling. I was in like a completely different country. It was a completely different time of the day. I think I was actually a completely different person. It wasn't actually me. I was like, it was obviously some sort of past life experience that I was having, but it was like my soul, so I recognized what was going on. Now, that's an example of probably a more unpleasant experience of astral traveling. A more pleasant experience of astral traveling is something that's happened to me a few times, probably in the last 6 months. And this is where I have astral traveled to what I feel is actually a different planet and is connected to my starseed energy. So I've been tapping a lot more into starseed energy, trying to find my place, trying to find where I've connected. Because over my spiritual journey, I've done a lot of research on starseeds, and not many starseed families have I connected with. And so then I was saying to my spirit team, I want to find out where my home is, what's my starseed family? Because I feel so strongly that I am not from Earth. I know that might sound a bit crazy to some people, but I also know that some people listening will go, yep, that's me. I actually feel like this is not my home. And so I've been working with my spirit team saying, hey, I want to learn more about my starseed family. Can you show me signs? Show me where my home is. Show me what my home looks like, right? And so I was having all of these dreams. I probably had three dreams, three very vivid astral travel dreams to this home planet, maybe within 2 weeks, which is that's quite a lot because I find that when we are going through our spiritual journey and we're having these crazy dreams, we actually need time to allow for things to integrate and sink in because it's basically you're tapping into your inner wisdom, your soul wisdom when you have these dreams, and you're making really deep connections with you, your soul purpose, your soul makeup, your soul DNA, all things about your soul, right? So when you have these dreams and you get hit with this wisdom, it takes time for that to integrate and for your human brain to kind of wrap your head around it, right? So anyway, I was having all of these dreams where I was in the ocean. I was living in the water. I was living in the ocean. I was swimming with mermaids. I had one dream that was connected to this where I was living in the water and I had to leave the water and I came onto like physical earth and there was lots of information. And the reason why I felt so deeply connected to these dreams and what I was seeing and visualizing, I was swimming with the dolphins, swimming with the mermaids, everything was sparkling and blue and it was beautiful. And I had this deep knowing that I was home. And I think this is why in my physical life now, here in this reincarnation, I feel so deeply drawn to the ocean because essentially my soul or my starseed family, my connections are with these beings who literally live in the water. So when I am away from the ocean, or I haven't been to the ocean, or even sitting by a river, if I haven't been able to do that for a long time, I feel really disconnected from myself. And it's like as soon as I kind of drive down to the beach and I sit at the ocean or I have a swim, it's like my whole body relaxes. It's this complete, oh, I can't even explain it. I just feel like I'm home, right? So I knew that when I was having these dreams and I was astral traveling to this different realm, that I was essentially connecting in with these starseed families. And this is when I say to people, ask and you shall receive, right? So if you're in a space where you're, hey, I want to know more about this. Hey, I want to connect with this. Hey, I want to meet my guides. If you actually put it out to your spirit team and say, you know, set your intention with them and say, you know, at some point, can you please bring me this? They will bring you this information. They will share it with you. You will have a dream and this dream will unfold whatever the information is that you're wanting to know, right? So this astral travel can be pretty intense, but it can bring through some really, really awesome information about your soul evolution. So we have astral travel, then we have what's called a lucid dream. A lucid dream is a dream that you have where you know that you're dreaming, right? But it's not so intense in that you don't feel so disconnected from your physical body, right? And quite often when you're having a lucid dream, you are you. You are you in this dream. Whereas in an astral travel dream, you are usually connecting with a past life makeup or a starseed makeup, or you're connecting with a different physical form of your soul, right? Whereas with lucid dreams, you are you in this dream. And what happens is you're in this dream, you know that it's a dream, and this dream is trying to deliver a message to you quite often. So you might see something happen around you. They're bringing snakes. So say you're in this dream, you are you, and there's snakes in front of you, and there's something going on with a snake bite or I don't know why they're saying teeth. Like if your teeth are falling out, right? There's someone must be having a dream where their teeth are falling out. There's information that is symbolically being shown to you within this lucid dream so that they can deliver to you a message that is being formulated by the subconscious mind. It's trying to highlight something for you that you are most likely feeling, because a lot of the time our lucid dreams and our subconscious mind, they get together and they talk about, okay, or it's almost like they're sitting together, they're having a catch up, and they're going, okay, we need to try and highlight fear for her. How can we highlight fear? What dream can we put her in that's going to highlight this fear so that then she comes out from that dream thinking, oh crap, I really need to look at what I'm fearing in my life right now. So the lucid dream, spirit is saying, is very much when they're trying to deliver a message to you, and the way that they do it is they place you. So when I have a lucid dream, I am Marnie in this lucid dream, and I'm getting a message delivered to me through a lot of symbolization more often than not. So lucid dreams, you have them when you're asleep. Astral travel, you have them where you're asleep. The lucid dream, the difference is definitely that you don't feel like you're in a completely different planet. You don't feel like you're in a completely different realm. You are you, and quite often you have things from your real life, or even people from your real life appearing in these dreams. And it's essentially your spirit team trying to deliver a message to you, trying to highlight a feeling or an emotion or a situation that you need to work on or you need to work through for your soul growth, your soul evolution, and to support you with your life path and your life purpose, right? So then spirit are talking about visitation dreams. Now, visitation dreams are super, super special. Visitation dreams are when a past loved one comes in to visit you. And usually they come in to visit you to give you a message. I want you to be mindful that spirit has no concept of time, right? So this person might have passed 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. They don't know how much time has passed in between their visits to you in their dreams. So I just want to share that because it's almost like spirit trying to say, like, don't be angry because Pop hasn't visited you in a few months, okay? He has no concept of time. He just comes in when he needs to deliver a message to you, right? These visitation dreams, they come in usually when you are going through something pivotal, something challenging, something Maybe that is creating a lot of stress in your physical life because the presence of this past loved one brings you peace, clarity, and reassurance that you're being guided and you're being supported on this path, right? Now, a visitation dream, it is that spirit visiting you and connecting with you. Okay, so a lot of people can think, oh, it's just a dream. You know, Pop wasn't actually there or whatever. I don't know why I keep talking about Pop. Someone listening obviously has a Pop in spirit and that maybe he just needs to connect with you. But he's coming through today anyway. So don't feel like it's just a dream and fob it off. Like your past loved one, they are wanting to connect with you. They want you to know that you're around them and it brings you reassurance. A lot of the time, people will experience visitation dreams quite close after this person has passed so that that spirit can say to their loved one, hey, I've made it to the other side. I'm okay. You don't need to worry, right? So a lot of the time, that is when people will experience a visitation dream. I have had multiple visitation dreams by my past loved ones. There was one particular visitation dream that I remember it as clear as day. So someone special to me had passed. I was literally in my house that I was living in. So in this dream, I was me. I was in my house. I heard a knock at the door. And in this dream, I got out of bed. And I thought, oh, that's strange. Someone's come to visit me. I'm walking down my hallway. Everything looks exactly the same in this dream as what my physical home looked like. And I walked down the hallway, walked through the lounge room, walked to the front door, and I opened the front door and my past loved one who is on the other side, she was standing at the door and I went, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? Anyway, and she walked past me, she sat down on the table and she said, come and sit next to me. So I went and I sat down next to her at the dining room table, exactly how my house was set up at the time. And I sat down and she sat down and she said, I'm just letting you know that I'm here because, you know, you're going through some challenges and I want you to know that I'm supporting you and I'm helping you out. And, you know, I love you and I'm supporting you. I'm here for you. And then I thought, wow, thank you so much, you know, for coming and visiting anyway. And then she said, all right, well, I've said what I needed to say. She got up off from the table and she walked out the front door. So that is an example of a visitation dream. And I woke up from that dream crying because my heart was still holding on to a lot of grief around her passing. And, you know, it was just so comforting to know that, oh my gosh, she's here. She is around me. And that was very early on in my spiritual journey. I wasn't really in this spiritual space at all, but I had that dream and I thought, wow, you know, that's amazing. And these visitation dreams are one example of, I always say that there is too much happening in the spiritual space for people to not believe in this. And to not believe what I believe, which I know is like, I can't say that because, well, I can say that, but I mean, like everyone has their own beliefs. Everyone is on their own journey. But when I have experiences like that, I think, wow, how can people be walking around here not believing in the spiritual realm? Because there are people out there walking around not believing in this stuff. And I just think that is crazy, you know, absolutely crazy. But that's obviously their journey and what they need to go on, right? So that's an example of a visitation dream. Your past loved ones, they are absolutely coming to you in this dream. And they usually come when you need them the most, okay? You can't physically call them on the telephone. So this is how they, I guess, communicate and contact you in a way that you will get the message and you will not be able to miss the fact that they're trying to communicate with you because, you know, our spirit team, our past loved ones send us messages all the time through feathers, birds, through songs, through all sorts of different signs and symbols. But a visitation dream is one way where they think, okay, they will not be able to miss me in this because you are seeing them standing in front of you, right? I have had the instance though where I've had a visitation dream and my past loved one has embodied the energy that I was sitting in, right? So I was there and I was thinking, oh, well, what are you doing here? You know, what's going on? Why are you here? What's the message? And she was, you know, she was falling up the steps and I thought, well, why are you falling up the steps? You know, what's going on? And she was essentially trying to tell me that, you know, I'm finding it hard to find a balance. I'm finding it hard to, I guess, progress and I'm stumbling over my feet or I'm stumbling over myself or I'm just not feeling confident or whatever it is. So essentially, she has embodied the energy that I was feeling at that time so that I could get a message that she's seeing that this is what's happening and that I needed to kind of clue in and think about how can I change the situation within my physical life, right? So your visitation dreams can be the case in that they are how they are and they just walk in and they sit down and they give you a message. Whereas other times they can embody whatever emotion and energy you're going through so that you can get a little bit of a clearer sense on your situation and how your spirit team is depicting your situation. Because it's almost like your spirit team are around you. They're watching you go through your day, go through your situations and make your choices. So they know what's going on. And essentially they can highlight things that we might be in denial about so that we can actually take the situation seriously. Take the bull by the horns is what Felix is saying to me. Take the bull by the horns and actually take control of this situation, right? I love it when I do these podcasts because I have multiple people standing around me delivering messages. And I love that, you know, sometimes I've got one of my spirit guides, then I've got another spirit guide, then I've got my Nana piping up. And it's just so funny how everyone wants to stand around and get their bits and bobs across. I tell you what, such a wild ride. But anyway, I hope this episode is all making sense so far. The last topic that I want to talk about here is out-of-body experiences. And I want to talk about this because I think there must be some people listening who are experiencing this and they're questioning whether this is actually what they're experiencing. I have had a couple of out-of-body experiences that were quite powerful for me. And I actually had one like 2 or 3 days ago and I thought, wow, that was pretty special how that information came to be. So an out-of-body experience usually happens when you're awake. So that is why it's so different to this astral traveling, these lucid dreams and these visitation dreams, because an out-of-body experience, it happens when you're awake, but it can actually feel like a dream. So spirit is showing to me that, you know, they've broken this up into categories, right? So out-of-body experiences usually happen when you're in a meditative state. So you might be sitting in your spiritual space and you're meditating. And what can happen is you can get taken out of the physical body, but still be aware that you're awake, right? When I had my out-of-body experience the other day, it was very quick. It was only, I think, probably 5 minutes. I was meditating because I was about to do a reading for someone, and I had this spirit come through that wanted to talk to me. So this spirit is from my spirit team. He was not connected to the reading I was about to do, but I was in the space, I was meditating, and I was obviously relaxed enough for him to go, okay, now's a good time for me to connect in with her. So out of body experiences can happen very randomly. I was meditating, I closed my eyes, and it was almost like they had pulled my spirit from my body, and I was sitting in a dark space in my mind's eye, right? So I felt like I was literally standing in my third eye chakra, and I was standing there. I was still my own body in this out-of-body experience. I was still visualizing that it was myself, it was Marnie. I was standing in this space and I had this spirit come through and he was telling me his name. He told me he was an ascended master. He told me that he's helping me with initiation processes. He was helping me with teaching wisdom. He was helping me to bring humor into the spiritual journey so that when people are embarking on this spiritual awakening journey and coming into enlightenment, they can see the funny side and the humorous side around this journey. And I thought, wow, this is awesome, because this is essentially, I have stepped into a different space lately of where I'm wanting to teach more. I'm wanting to bring my own humor and my own personality into this as well. And essentially I had this ascended master come in and tell me his name and tell me all this information. And when he was up for a real conversation, and so I was talking with him and I was listening to what he was saying, and I actually felt my head dropped down and I was thinking, I was listening to him, but at the same time I was like, oh, I'd really like to just be in my physical body and actually and be a bit more present here. But as much as I was trying to get back to my physical body in that moment, I actually couldn't. It was almost like he pulled me into this space so that we could have the conversation conversation. And then as soon as he had finished saying what he needed to say, I jumped back into my body and I was alert. Okay, so the out-of-body experiences can be so beautiful. My advice to you is don't fear them, because they're usually quite quick, and it's usually because someone needs to get an important message to you, to veer you onto the right path, or to bring you some knowledge that is really important for your journey. And the one thing that I loved about this connection was, being an ascended master, he told me his name, told me he was an ascended master, told me he was part of the council, and I was actually able to Google this man and actually find him. And the images that I found of him were exactly the same as what he was showing me in this out-of-body experience, right? So this is the beauty of working with ascended masters, because ascended masters, they've lived human lives. So there's actually a lot of history and historical information about their life and what they did and their journey, so that you can actually back up these spiritual experiences. So my advice to you is, if you ever have an out-of-body experience where an ascended master is trying to connect with you and they tell you, I'm an ascended master, and they give you their name, go and see if you can find them. Go and Google them, because more often than not, you will actually be able to find them and actually be able to read about their life and what it is that they did during their physical life. Because quite often, if you have ascended masters working with you, your ascended masters work with you because you have a similar life path. So that is why they pair up with you, essentially, because they've done what you're doing. Okay, they've walked the path that you are now walking. So connecting in with those ascended masters can be a really powerful experience. So the out-of-body experiences, you don't need to fear them, okay? And my advice, I think because I've been on this journey for quite a while, I'm not scared of them. And I find that out-of-body experiences usually have the most beautiful energy, this beautiful high frequency energy. So you actually feel extremely calm when you're in this space and you're talking to them, or talking to whoever's connecting to you during this out-of-body experience. And even though you're thinking, hang on, I'm not in my body right now, what is going on? You're still able to remain calm because you're in the presence of usually a high vibrational light being who's just wanting to provide some messages and some information to you to help you on your path. So that is the episode today. We've covered a few different things. My advice to you is kind of lean into this information and lean into how it may have connected to you on your journey. But also, I hope it brings a little bit of awareness of some experiences that you may find yourself in when you're on this spiritual journey, especially if you're at the start, because I find that the astral traveling, the lucid dreams, the visitation dreams, they can come in quite hard and fast. Because it's like, yep, okay, she's opened the door to the spirituality. So now we can start communicating with her in different ways, right? Spirit are just saying now that if you are experiencing astral travel, lucid dreams, and these visitation dreams, and you're finding it a little bit overwhelming, or you're struggling with it, one thing that you can do to support is make sure that you keep your bedroom space smudged. So smudge your bedroom before you go to bed. You can talk to your team and say, hey, can you please help me to have a really good night's sleep tonight if you're feeling tired and you don't think you can handle any crazy dreams, because essentially they will respect your boundaries and they'll keep the dreams quite tamed. They're also saying to work with selenite. So if you get a little selenite wand that you can maybe hold in your hand or put under your pillowcase, or, you know, under your pillow when you're sleeping, as well as using grounding crystals. So I have a black tourmaline and a red jasper crystal next to my bed as well, just to help me to stay grounded, so that even though I might be exploring the spiritual realm while I'm dreaming, then I can still come back to earth and I can hold on to those crystals, and that just helps me to feel grounded into my physical body after a spiritual experience. So I hope all of this is helpful for you today. And I am someone who absolutely loves dreaming. I love going to sleep because I love what I get up to in my dream state and what information can be uncovered. So yeah, it's it's been fun to talk about this topic. It's been fun to connect with spirit and talk about these different situations that possibly you might be going through. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.